Welcome back to the LSD show.
Smile, never could compete, and I said, hey, hey, someday, oh yeah, you gotta be a man. Hey, hey, someday, oh yeah, you gotta understand that one thing's for certain, you're one in a million.
That's a five piece from Atlanta, Georgia, called The Howling Tongues, and the song Gotta Be a Man. That's the free download this week, and we'll tell you all about how to download that at the end of the show today. I'm Laura Duncan, afternoons at WTTS in Indianapolis, and my husband of 25 years, Son Duncan.
It's hard to believe, isn't it? 25 years coming up on the 20th of
December.
No, I know. I was just trying to think what would be the easiest way to get people to send us gifts and cards.
People aren't going
to
send us gifts
and
cards.
No, I think they will. I think there's a lot of folks out there.
They should send me something for putting up with you for 25 years.
No kidding. And you know what? It has been a pleasure.
It only feels like 35, right, baby?
Here's the funny thing. I was looking at anniversary cards earlier.
Well, you were?
Yeah,
we get each other cards.
I want to find that special card because the 25th is the first place I stop. I see them. They've got a one-year anniversary card.
Yeah.
They've got a five-year anniversary card.
Okay.
Then they've got a 10, a 15, a 20, then a 30.
Oh, so you skip 25?
Like, it doesn't 25.
Matter?
They
five
skip 25. It goes to 30,
time.
And then after 30, it's not until 50. So you're not getting a card until after that. So anyway, what I did, just to let you know, it's a beautiful card, but it's for 30, so I marked it out, put minus 5.
Well, you know what? That's fine, because usually I get I get cards that say Happy Easter and then cross it out and write Christmas and send it to people. I always do that. I never get the right one.
If you listen to the LSD podcast for the last couple of years, you know a while back we had a big puppy controversy where Laura wanted to get a puppy. I didn't want to get a puppy.
This was years ago.
It's been quite a few years ago. I finally caved in. So if you're tuning in to find out about the puppy is now with us. A beautiful little, rat terrier?
She's a rat terrier beagle mix.
Beagle mix, and she's a pretty little thing. And you named her.
I named her. I was going to name her Pearl because I love Janis Joplin. But she looks more like my favorite singer of all time, Patsy Cline.
Well, and somebody said on your Facebook post that Casey Musgraves, that we both like, the country music artist, has a dog named Pearl.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know what I was.
But Patsy Cline Duncan.
Patsy Cline Duncan.
She was born in September. She's little over 3 months old. She's sitting on my lap right now.
And that's your 25th wedding anniversary present. Now you can start telling me how great a guy I am, how I made your 25th anniversary special and we had to go get this puppy. We had to drive way out of town to get it.
Yeah, we really did.
So, it took up a whole day.
Minutes.
It was crazy.
Yeah, and then we were scared because it was out in the country and we didn't know where we were going. So
I wasn't scared.
Well, I was scared. I was scared a little
bit.
But
a wonderful, wonderful group,
yes.
Red Sky Rescue.
Yes, very nice
people.
If
you know these folks, if you're looking for a dog, look them up. Red Sky Rescue, they do a wonderful job, and they got some beautiful puppies. And Patsy Cline Duncan here actually has a sister and a brother. Out of a litter of eight. There's only two left.
They're
beautiful,
so
beautiful
pretty.
Animals.
And they're docile, and they're playful,
they're very nice.
Very fun.
And it's nice. Now, our other dog, Biddy, which is 13, almost 14 years old, she's having a hard time of accepting her new little sister, but I think she's going to come around.
I hope she does. She'll be fine. She's just right now feeling a little. She's been the only dog now for 2 years because we lost our other dog.
That's right.
And you treat her like she's the princess
of
the world.
She was a princess for 2 years.
She still is the princess.
And now we've got this other little girl in here.
It's ridiculous.
See, Biddy's at the stage of her life where she wants to lay on the sofa and watch Animal Planet.
This puppy
wants to go out and be Animal Planet.
You are weird. You know, the thing is, this is what happens to people when they are empty nesters. That's what happened to people, and I used to think it was very sad.
We start babying
the dog.
And
now it's us. It's ridiculous.
Oh, my
goodness. But I'm going to post pictures of her because she's so cute.
You obviously know me very well, 25 years in. I used to love Christmas. It's really becoming a hassle. This shopping thing. I'm telling you,
you lost the Christmas spirit years ago, and I can't figure it out.
I've lost it. I don't know what it is, but
I've got it.
When I go out and it's just elbow to elbow people, we're in the mall a couple of weeks ago.
Yes,
you know, and it's just not me anymore. My favorite thing was when we stopped at Friday's and ate appetizers.
Well, yes, because you like that. You know, I do get like all that. You eat for $10 or whatever.
Free plug, by the way, there, Friday's. So you can send me a...
I don't know why you like that so much, but anyway.
I do, but I'm really getting tired. I'm not kidding. I mean, what was it? October this year, I walk in the Lowe's, a home improvement store, and they've got Christmas stuff up. They're selling
Well, you don't have to buy into
Christmas
that. Don't lose the Christmas spirit because society is swaying you against it.
They're shoving it down our throats.
Well,
I
you don't have
it.
To pay attention to it. You know what happens when the news becomes bleak and every time you turn on the TV
you
or
go
the radio?
You buy a puppy.
No, you know what you do? Just don't watch the news.
You just don't watch the news.
I don't watch the news.
That's
you know
the same,
what I do, though? I look through Twitter. Uh-huh. I grab some headlines I like and then I read those, but I don't want to see it because it's tragedy.
So you
and I can't do that and still
be
in a good mood. No. I still read about reality. I just don't want to view graphic pictures and start out my day in a negative fashion.
It's kind of the
so I can't do that, but I have to be informed on what's going on, so I have to you know, read the headlines.
By the way, if you hear kisses throughout the podcast, unfortunately they're not for me.
They're for the little kisses.
Is she gonna say anything at all?
No, she's
we'll post a picture of the new
Patsy Cline Duncan.
The new Patsy Cline Duncan.
And
yes,
thank you so much for helping. If you were on my my page,
yeah, thanks a lot.
My Facebook page, I had like 500 likes and comments because I was trying to talk Son into getting a puppy. Yeah. Son is a puppy lover, a dog lover, but he thought that it wasn't practical at this time. And I told him he's going to practical himself out of every joy in life.
Is that what you told me?
That's what I said, because I do things spur of the moment.
Yeah, no kidding.
When I decide I want to do something big, it's like 5-second decision.
That's why I'm the
quit
anchor.
Quit college to start radio. I married you. You were a big decision, and it took 5 seconds. See?
Well, you know.
And it lasted.
Occasionally, you made a good decision.
Yes, I did, with both dogs.
No, I'm
and,
sure.
And
I'm
our
glad
other
to
dog,
have,
our 13-year-old dog, by the way, she was also... One of Son's friends said, I have a dog. Would you like to see her? And you said, do not bring that dog over. And so I called him immediately and said, bring her over.
Because we had a dog.
And then you said you didn't want the dog. And so I said, we'll take her.
Yeah.
And that's how we got her. Yeah. So see?
And the same thing happened this time. I don't know why you even asked me about these things.
Well, because I want you to feel like you have a say.
I think it's just because you, I think it's just because you don't want to have a guilty conscience.
No, I wouldn't have any guilty conscience.
You don't want me to come back and say, hey, you know, I wish you would have asked me about this.
Well, no, it's not that. I want you to feel like it's, you know, your decision.
But she is a sweetheart. And again, I can't say enough about the people at Red Sky Rescue.
They are beautiful
wonderful
people. They're beautiful. And if you're going to get a dog or a cat or an animal, please rescue. Save a dog or save an animal because it feels really good. I can't imagine this little girl right here. Something happening to her because nobody wanted her.
That's right. And Patsy's got a little sister and a little brother, to our knowledge, at least when we're recording this podcast, still looking for a home. Make a great Christmas gift.
And if you want to get a home for those dogs, then we'll have play dates.
That's right.
For
there
the
you
siblings.
Go. Have play dates as well. I really like that song you turned us on to there to start the podcast.
I knew that you would.
It's good stuff. Out of Atlanta, you said.
Yeah, they're 5-piece from Atlanta. They're Howling Tongues, and they gave us an album not too long ago. I think it was just a few months back. They're self-titled, and from that was the song we heard, Gotta Be a Man. So we'll offer that as a free download this week. You can check it out on the LSD Show page at loreamerica.com. Share with your friends, please. Be nice about that, and we will be back again with you very soon. Smile, never could compete, and I said, hey, son.